So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Dvarim she'en chayav alei mishum pigel chayav alei mishum neser u'mishum tamei chutz min hadam. Regarding all the previously mentioned matirin to which the iser pigel does not apply, however, the isuri neser b'tamei do apply, with the exception of dam, to which even the isuri neser b'tamei do not apply. As Rashi explains, im shagug by b'dam v'neser v'cheinim achlam b'tumas haguf ein chayav shtayim ela achas. If one inadvertently ate dam kachim that was also neser or tamei, or he was tamei, he brings only one karban chatas for the iser dam, but not for neser b'tamei. The Gemara Maseches Me'ilah cites another exclusion of dam, ein me'ilah b'dam. If one benefits from dam kachim, there's no me'ilah. And the Gemara explains, the pasuk of dam kachim states, ki nefesh habaster b'damu, panina santim lechem al mizbech, lechapa al nafshesechem, ki adam hu hanefesh shichaper. There are three mi'utim, exclusions, from which we can derive that for dam kachim, there's no me'ilah. The word lechem teaches, shalechem yehei, the dam belongs to you for your own use, and there's no me'ilah. The word lechaper teaches, lechapar nesate v'loy le'me'ilah. The dam was given only for atonement, but not for me'ilah. The word hu teaches, hu lefne kapara, kala'acha kapara. The properties of the dam are always the same. Ma'acha kapara in by me'ilah, af lefne kapara in by me'ilah. There's certainly no me'ilah in the dam after zrika, because en l'chadabish anasas mitzvahs mo'ilam boy. Once the mitzvah has been fulfilled, there's no me'ilah because it's no longer called kol Hashem. So too, there's no me'ilah even before the zrika. The Gemara explains that since three psukim are not needed to exclude dam from me'ilah, the three psukim are available to teach that lema'ute mi me'ilah, mi neiser u mitumah. Dam is excluded from all three isurim, me'ilah and neiser and tumah. However, a specific pasuk is not needed to exclude dam from pigel because, as the previous Mishnah taught, kol she'esh lo matirin bein la'odim bein la'mizbech chayav nalav mishum pigel. One is liable to karas for eating pigel only if he ate from the parts of the carbon that require heter through zrika or haktara, and with dam gufe matahu, dam accomplishes the heter for the basar and certainly does not require a heter. The previous Mishnah mentioned a machlokes regarding achilas kachim b'tumah. The Tanakhama holds dvarim she'en chayav nalav mishum pigel chayav nalav mishum tumah. For all the previously mentioned material to which the Isser Pigel does not apply, such as Akoimitz, Vakteris, Valaboinim, and Chaskoyanim, the Isser Tumma does apply, and one who eats them, Betumma, gets Karas. Rav Shimon disagrees and makes the following distinction. One is liable for tumma only for eating food that is edible, such as koimitz and mechas koyanim. However, one is not liable for tumma for eating a hektish item that is not edible, such as etzim, the wood for the mizbeach, the levoina, and the kataris. The Gemara elaborates on the Machlekes, and Rav Tabyumi first cites two approaches in the Tanakhama. In the first approach, the Tanakhama disagrees only in the case of Betumas Basto Leika. If a Tzara person eats a non-edible Tamei item, he gets Malkus, because the Pasuk states, V'habasar she'yiga b'chol Tamei lo yoichel, v'habasar kol Tzara yoichel basar. The second v'habasar is superfluous, and is applied to the preceding lo yoichel to teach, l'rabbis etzim levayna. The Isra of Tumas Basto applies even to non-edible items that became Tamei. However, the Tanakhama agrees in the case of Betumas Haguf, ein aloika. If a Tamei person eats a non-edible Tara item, he does not get Malkus because the Leis Rabubah. The Pasuk does not include these items in the Isra of Betumas Haguf. While in the second approach, the Tanakhama disagrees in both cases. Betumas Basar u Betumas Haguf, loika. Because kiven de Karina Bey Babasa Shiga Bechol Tamei, Karina Bey Betumas Le'olav. Since the Psukim for these two Isurim are near each other, wherever Betumas Basar applies, Betumas Haguf applies as well. The Gemara then cites Rav Kahana, who offers the same two approaches in Rav Shimon. In the first approach, Rav Shimon only disagrees in the case of Betumas Haguf Ein Aloika, because the Leis Rabbah. However, he agrees in the case of Betumas Basu Laika, because the Rabbin Ukra. While in the second approach, Rav Shimon disagrees in both cases and holds Betumas Haguf or Betumas Basu Ein Aloika, because Kivin Dele Karina Bey Betumas Alav Anichas Ale Karina Bey Vabasa Shiga Bechol Tamar Lo Yechel. Since the psukim for these two isurim are near each other, wherever Tumas Haguf does not apply, Tumas Basa does not apply either. And accordingly, we must say that the drasha of Abasa l'rabbis etim levayin is merely an asmachta l'pais l'ba'alma. The Rabbana forbade one from eating non-edible items that are tamei, but he does not get malchus. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, l'shem shish dvarm hazevach nizbach. A carbon should be brought with the following six intentions. L'shem zevach, for the sake of this type of carbon and not for a different carbon. L'shem Zeveach, for the sake of the owner of the carbon and not for a different person. L'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. L'shem Ishim, for the sake of the Evarim, the limbs, to be burned completely in the flames on the Mizbeach, and not Kebaba, to be merely roasted on coals. L'shem Reach, for the sake that the burning Evarim should produce an aroma, and not Evarim Shetzalon Behelon, if the limbs were roasted before they were put on the fire, they do not produce an aroma. L'shem Nichayach, for the sake to bring pleasure to Hashem that His will was fulfilled. And machatas ba'ashem l'shem chet. Achatas ba'ashem must be brought for the sake of the specific avera that requires atonement. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, af mishalah hoya b'li b'l'shem echad mekalei lu kasher. Even if one does not have these intentions, the carbon is kasher because shud tznai bezin, d'loy leimu l'shmoy, d'l ma'asi l'meima shaloy l'shmoy. Bezin instituted that one should not explicitly state that he is offering the carbon l'shma, because he might mistakenly state the wrong carbon and it would be shaloy l'shma. Regarding chata shaloy l'shma, Yehuda Merav says, chata sheshachta l'shem oyla b'sula l'shem chulin kasher. Only a carbon chatas that was slaughtered for the sake of another carbon is possible, for example, for a carbon oila. However, if it was slaughtered as chulin, as an unconsecrated animal, it is kasher because the pasuk states, v'lechalu as kachem b'nei Yisrael. Kachem mechalim kachem, v'ein chulin mechalim kachem. Only a machshava for the sake of kachem defiles the carbon, but a machshava for the sake of chulin does not cause to defile the carbon. The Gemara concludes, however, with a distinction in the above ruling that it depends. Chata sheshach l'shem chulin kasher. Only if he knew that this was a carbon chatas, but he intended for chulin, the chatas is kasher. B'chatas sheshachta mishum chulin psula. If he mistakenly assumed that the carbon was chulin, in other words, he was misasik b'kachim, the carbon is possible because there are two psukim. One le mitzvah, for the initial requirement. One le akav, that is mandatory. One pasuk states, b'shachar es ben abakar lefnei Hashem, which teaches, achatei shchita l'shem ben bakar, the shchita must be for the sake of a carbon. And this source is le mitzvah. While the second pasuk is la'akev, v'chi sizbuchu zevach shlam la'ashem l'tzayinchem tizbuchu la'daitchem zevichu. The shechita must be done with your knowledge, and shana l'vakasav la'akev. The Torah repeats the requirement of the shem carbon to teach that it is mandatory.